This community update was brought to you by YouRadio. Opportunities for Employment has launched a new youth employment services program to support newcomer youth entering the Canadian job market. The pilot project was developed after Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Canada identified a gap in services for young newcomers. Program manager Liz Hackey says the request came directly from the federal government.
IRCC contacted us in late fall, saying that there was a need for other service providers to be able to send newcomer youth somewhere to get help with employment. So they asked us to look into starting a program.
The youth program builds on OFE's existing Milestones to Employment initiative, which supports racialized newcomer women. Hackey says the new youth program covers a wide age range, 15 to 30, something that shapes how staff work with participants.
How you're talking about job searching, like if you're making a resume with somebody who doesn't have any job experience, you're focusing on some other attributes to pull out, you know, transferable skills versus somebody who's, you know, almost a decade or more in the workforce.
Because the program is still new, staff are testing different approaches. For younger teens, Hackey says the focus is on identifying foundational skills that may not come from traditional work experience.
But yeah, you're trying to get them to think about what are skills that they have, how can they demonstrate this? Because if you go to an interview or making, you know, your resume, how can you highlight where any of these skills have come from? Because it's not just about putting it on a resume, it's being able to back it up if you get an interview, being able to answer questions.
For older youth with international training, especially in regulated fields, OFE helps them identify stepping stone jobs while they work towards Canadian certification.
If they are trained back home in a field, let's say somebody's a nurse back home, you can't come and just start off to be a nurse here. You have to go through certification, and so that can take a while. And so sometimes you've got to get a job before your certification has come through. So can you, but if you want to stay in healthcare, we can try to work you towards an entry-level position. So can you become a direct support worker while you're trying to become a nurse?
Youth unemployment has been high in recent years, making the job market especially competitive. Hackey says young job seekers should be prepared to put in real effort and not be discouraged by intimidating job postings.
Don't just hit apply on every job you see on Indeed. You know, we want to make sure that it's a job that you can get to. If you're going to apply for a job, you should have a decent idea that, yeah, if I got offered this job, I mean, of course, if you go to an interview, you could always, something might not be right or whatever, but, you know, check the location of your job before you apply, because are you going to take three buses to get there, especially if you're working part-time and getting minimum wage? Is that really going to be worth it?
Hackey also has advice for youth hoping to find summer work. That is, start now.
Yeah, summer is months away. It doesn't feel at all like we're close to summer outside, but that especially, like, a lot of those positions, like, the city is looking right now at hiring for rec techs. I know Canada Post is going to be doing some hiring in April for some of their like seasonal positions and whatnot. So yeah, keep your eye out there and get out there and keep at it.
Funding for the Youth Employment Services Program runs until June, with OFE waiting to hear whether IRCC will extend its support. With You Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.